What are the most important things in life? It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Some people might say family.
Yeah.
Others might say your health. And a few people would suggest it's your passenger rating on Uber. 5-star rider right here, and very proud of it.
Dude, really?
It's the only thing that matters to me.
I'm so jealous.
But I think we all know at the end of the day, nothing is more important than getting likes on social media.
That's maybe a couple other things.
Only thing okay. that matters in life.
We figured it out.
At Jubal Fresh on Instagram, by the way. Check it out. Make my life happy.
Aww.
Well, it's true, because when all is said and done, at least you can look back at the end of the day and be like, remember when I got 87 likes
so sad.
That meme of condescending Willy Wonka that I posted?
And wow. I thought I was going to get like 23
I know,
tops.
And I bursted through the top of what I thought I could get. With likes.
I love that when we judge our self-worth solely based on other people's opinions.
Really all it's about.
Yeah.
And of course, one of the easiest ways to rack up likes is to participate in a viral social media challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been some pretty infamous ones over the years, like the Ice Bucket Challenge, the Cinnamon Challenge, the Embezzle Millions from Your Company Challenge.
No!
That's a good one.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah.
Well, now there's a new viral trend that's making headlines and catching everybody's attention, but not necessarily in a good way. It's called the 48-Hour Missing Challenge.
Okay.
It's basically where teenagers are daring each other to go missing for 2 straight days.
What?
No.
Yeah, it means zero communication and zero interaction with your family members or your friends.
So oh, my gosh.
So they're running away from home for 2 days.
Basically,
that's
yeah.
That's scary.
The entire goal is to see if your relatives get worried enough to put up a missing persons post on social media.
Oh, my God.
And if that happens, then you win the challenge.
How self-involved are teenagers?
That's terrible.
It's horrible.
That is like
and it's even worse if nobody cares.
Yeah.
Whatever, your parents are going to have a heart attack, and you're going to be the one to blame.
As for the teenagers, the more likes you can get on your missing post, the better it feels. Reports are that one of the first cases of the 48-hour missing challenge happened with a 14-year-old girl in Oklahoma.
Oh, no.
Her parents grew extremely worried when she didn't come home from school one day.
Oh, my gosh.
And by nighttime, they filed a missing persons report with the police.
Yeah.
Then the next day, they organized a neighborhood-wide search to find the missing girl.
Uh-huh.
And then started posting on social media about her.
Yeah. Do you think she's just laughing? Like,
I know.
Oh, my God, they're searching.
Yes.
Where is she? Like, her best friend's house or something? Like, how bad is this search party?
Well, that's when she revealed that she was actually hiding underneath her bed the entire time.
What? No.
Yeah, she hid under her bed.
She was at her house?
And how did they not find her? They didn't even look under the bed? Anyway, on the bright side, her missing persons post on Facebook got over 300 crying face emojis. So people were obviously very worried.
Oh, so any reaction's a good reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a bad one.
How bored are you just sitting under a bed for 2 days?
Not at all.
You're
checking your social media like, ooh, have they put up a missing persons post yet? Authorities say the challenge is not only dangerous for teens and their families, but it could also tie up police officers who need to worry about actual emergencies.
Yeah, real missing people.
Yeah, that's why police stations all over the country are now warning parents that they should be aware of the 48-hour missing challenge and know what their kids are up to on social media, which sucks for kids who actually go missing now because the parents are like, oh, they're just doing a stupid challenge.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
whatever.
Wait, so they're at 72 hours, huh? I wonder if we should call the cops yet.
Of course, that's not the only weird internet challenge that's making news today. Kids are also doing something called the 3 a.m. challenge.
What's that one?
And that's where children are waking themselves up at 3 in the morning and then sneaking out of their house and then walking around their neighborhood in hopes of catching something weird or paranormal to post on YouTube.
What?
And then get hella likes.
Oh, my God. Can't we just go back to the old days where teenagers rebelled by, you know, like, staying out a little bit too late or drinking?
Yeah, or you snuck out at 3 a.m. to go smoke some weed and drink with your friends, you know? It wasn't a social media thing. It was just a party thing.
Yeah.
Let's keep it old school, all right, teens?
3 a.m., I guess, is supposed to be the witching hour when strange things are most likely to happen, and kids want to capture those creepy moments on camera. So what if they captured one kid was walking around his block when he saw an old street lamp mysteriously flickering on and off?
Oh.
Or it's a street lamp. It's on a lot, and it was about to burn out. I don't know. Another kid posted a video of a trash can, and when he said, "Is there someone there?" the trash can fell over.
What?
No
could it be?
Way!
I mean, it could have been a raccoon.
The challenge is very controversial, and authorities say that children obviously should not be going out and investigating the streets at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Dude, neither should single women. Like, I wouldn't go out there and walk around at 3 in the morning. Are you
kidding
me?
Accidentally participate.
I don't even like to be out at 3 in the morning as a married man on the street.
Because we're smarter than teens.
There is one viral challenge in the news that doesn't put kids in danger, though. That's a good thing.
Good.
It's called the Falling Stars Challenge.
What is this one?
That's where wealthy kids flaunt their riches on social media by pretending to trip and fall out of their luxury vehicle. And then they accidentally spill all the valuables in their pockets on the floor.
Oh, see, oops, you see my $100 bills?
Rich kids on Instagram are the worst.
They're awful.
They're terrible.
I'm not into spanking. I would spank those kids.
Yeah. Some kids have posted photos tripping out of a private helicopter.
Oh, wow.
And they put their Rolexes, their LeBron sneakers, and giant wads of cash spread out all around them. Like, oh, I'm so rich, I fell, and all these really expensive things just fell out of my pockets around me. What a horrible day.
This has to be the most obnoxious humble brag of all time.
Yeah, seriously. So I kind of wish we could combine the 48-hour missing challenge and that one.
Okay,
yeah.
So make those kids disappear for a while.
Don't come back.
My bodyguards didn't even know where I was.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy.
But it's fine. I have a mansion in Belize.
Yeah.
That's where I was for 48 hours. Yeah, getting a massage. Text in at 78592. What's the most ridiculous challenge that you've seen on the internet? All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.